If you guys don't bring it right here on azcardinals.com in a matter of moments, you're all done.
Cardinals Underground. Inside info brought to you by the insiders from inside team headquarters.
Coffee, sir.
With play-by-play radio announcer Dave Pasch, his partner analyst Ron Wolfley.
You got notes, Wolf?
Yeah.
Because last time we did this, you weren't very prepared. How about you, Pasch?
azcardinals.com reporter Darren Urban.
Darren Urban, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
And your host, radio sideline reporter Paul Calvisi.
Ball boy.
Presented by Ram. Guts, glory, Ram.
All right, it's Cardinals Underground, the off-season edition here at Cardinals HQ. Paul Calvisi joined by Darren Urban, insider here on azcardinals.com. The collective voice of the Cardinals, Dave Pasch, Ron Wolfley. First off, the term off-season should be eliminated. There's no such thing anymore. You know that, Darren, okay? More than 30 transactions already, at least three of which pertain to the quarterback position. John Skelton, Kevin Cobb released. Carson Palmer, the trade, he signs on the line that is dotted. Your initial reactions. All the horror. Thank you, Darren. Absolutely.
Just wanted to make sure that was there.
It's the off season for everyone. There we go. We're on the clock. 4 minutes. Now we go.
How's that taste, Paul?
I mean, obviously, the position was something they had to address. We've talked about it a million times. It's funny interacting with the fans over and over, and you start talking about either a blog post you do or something you talk about on the radio or anything you guys talk about, and when this subject comes up of quarterback, it's like, are we still talking about it? Everybody knows you're still going to be talking about it, and there's still this frustration. And I think bringing in Carson Palmer at quarterback, especially to start, even adding Drew Stanton as a backup, I think giving you some fresh faces and some faces, obviously, in Carson Palmer that have done it before, I think that's important on so many levels, not just for the team, which we can talk about all day, but even for the fan base to have some kind of enthusiasm going forward.
Two things. I like the fact the Cardinals look at the quarterbacks and say, we're going to develop guys. That's why they signed Brian Hoyer. They bring in Drew Stanton, a guy that the Cardinals actually liked when he was coming out of the draft. It was a second-round pick. Four picks after Kevin Cobb by the Detroit Lions. And then Carson Palmer. He's thrown for over 3,800 yards four times, over 20 touchdown passes a handful of times. He is clearly healthy. There were people worried a few years ago after the elbow injury that he would never be the same again. But watching him last year with the Raiders on a bad team without receivers, he can still sling it. And at least there's hope at that position. And he may not be elite, but he still can play. And the Cardinals haven't had a guy that can play that position in a few years.
Look, I don't know, guys, how many wins Carson Palmer, the acquisition of Carson Palmer, is going to translate for the Arizona Cardinals. There's so many variables that have to come into play here. What I do know is this. He's probably the third best quarterback to play here since the Arizona Cardinals moved here to Arizona. You think of Kurt Warner, you think of Neil Lomax, the guy I played with, and I can tell you right now, he was an excellent NFL quarterback. And then Carson Palmer. I know Jake Plummer. I've got a lot of respect for Jake, of course, but you could say he did that on a very limited basis. Where Carson Palmer has an 11-year sample size that you can look at. Here's a guy that can make all the throws. Here's a guy that last year, with the worst receiving core in the National Football League, threw for over 4,000 yards, completed over 60% of his passes, over 20 touchdowns, only threw 13 interceptions. I think I say only, that's something we're willing to abide based on what we've seen here over the last couple of years. Carson Palmer is a massive upgrade at the quarterback position. I don't know how many wins that's going to translate into. I just know it's an upgrade.
All I know is I felt a lot better about it when I heard the new GM, Steve Keim, say that he had just looked at every single pass Carson Palmer had thrown the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And he saw no evidence of lacking arm strength. Right. It just bolstered my confidence. And talking to a few people who have played the game who are now retired, they also say, you know what, he's a great fit for Bruce Arians' vertical passing system.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a really good fit. And any continuity issues that happened with the Raider receivers last year, once again, Wolf, like you said, you got to look at that Raider receiving core.
Absolutely.
Very inexperienced and young.
And, we're coming off the NCAA tournament where we saw Dunk City, right? Get ready for Bomb City. Bomb City is coming to the desert with Carson Palmer, Michael Floyd, Larry Fitzgerald. We're going to see that vertical game return to this offense, I think.
The one thing I do want to see is, having talked to Larry Fitzgerald briefly, and I don't think he's really into talking a whole bunch about this yet, for the obvious reasons. He told me he's in prove-it mode, and I think that goes across the board, and I think that goes for the quarterbacks too. I don't think Larry wants to get over-enthusiastic about anybody playing quarterback until it's proven. And I think everybody kind of needs to look at it that way.
Now we got to just make sure that there are guys up front that can protect Carson Palmer, because he's not the most mobile guy in the world, but you know, clearly he could still play.
Solid, Dave. Broadcast pro there. You got that in the last 9 seconds.
I missed it by a second, though.
Plot. The buzzer sounded. It's all right. I missed it off the top. Here's my cue card going forward. That'll do it for this edition of Cardinals Underground Offseason here on azcardinals.com.